This is TWiT.
Now we're in Xamarin, and it's now recognized. All my libraries has brought over my code, and now I get to design my app for Android. How do I do that?
Sure. So they also make it super easy. So if you pop back over to my screen real quick, you'll see underneath resources. So this is kind of what the project looks like up front. You have all these folders, and we won't go through all of what the folders are. But what we want to do is we have the what we call the main activity. And you notice, again, it's still a C# file. It's a .cs file. Mm-hmm. This is just the out-of-the-box stuff that you get in here, this code. And you'll notice it has an onCreate method, and it's just an event when your app loads up, the Android app loads up for the first time. It's going to go and load the main, what we call the main window. And so it's saying, okay, the main window is inside of resource, layout, main. So let's go look in there. So resources, layout, and there's main right there. So let's go ahead and open that guy up. And you notice the first thing you'll see is it'll actually render a Android version of it. And you can change the orientation. You can change what device, Nexus, Galaxy Nexus, Nexus. There's no Nexus 6 yet. But there's Android TV, whichever one you kind of want. You can actually customize it to using the AVD manager. We actually have to install the Android SDK, which Xamarin will do for you. And you can go and create new devices, using the using their tool in here.
Right.
You can create how much RAM it has and how much internal storage.
Let's stay with something that's in the box, like Nexus 4. Let's go with the Nexus 4.
So Nexus 4. And then you want to make sure you choose the right version. Right now, there is support for Android L or Lollipop, but we can go all the way down to kind of what the norm is today. I think it's Android 4.4 or 4.4.4. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And again, all languages. And it actually allows you to decide on what mode you want to be in. Right now, we just want normal mode. There's no car mode or anything like that. So then what you notice over here to the right is you have a toolbox. So you can actually, grab a button. You can drag it onto the screen. We already have a button here already, and you'll notice that it says, "Hello, world, click me." So what I can actually do is type in, log in to Google. And now I have that, that going on. And I can actually hook up an event to the behavior. You go click on behavior over here, and I can actually hook up the ability on the click event down here on click. I apologize, it's kind of small, but I can actually hook it up to my tasks class here. So I can go to coding 101.tasks. I have to put twit.tv before it. Gotta remember that. It's in the namespace twit.tv at coding 1.tasks, tasks manager.
And all you're doing right now is you're tying elements inside this. This is the view. So this is the actual screen that someone would be seeing on their device to methods and processes that you have in the view model. So you're going back into the view model and saying, I need this button to activate something over here, and I need this field, this text box, to be filled by the view model. And that's how you bind them.
Right. And so the way that Xamarin works is they have this ability. You can look at the content or you can go to the source. And again, the source looks very familiar to the XAML version of it. As you can tell, it's very, very familiar. Again, it prefixes it with Android, but it's very, very familiar. So this is kind of the key here is you're still building UI similar to the way Visual Studio builds it, but you get to kind of do it through their special studio. Once you hook that up, though, now all we have to do is we just build it. And if you specify the device up here, actually, it's yelling at me on something. Oh, it's telling me again that BCL libraries is the incorrect one. So you want to go ahead and update it. But what you want to do is once you've updated that one like we did before, once you hit build, you actually see the Android emulator pop up. And then, boom, you got your app kind of running in there. So it's very, very simple to kind of hook this up. This is just going to implement the login capabilities of the app. But again, you would then go in here and add a list box. And I can go down here and find the list view. And I can drag that on here. And the list view would allow me to basically list out my tasks once I have it. I can also go ahead in here and add additional views if I wanted to do that. So I can add additional layouts. So add a new file. And a form, and it could be a content page, and I can call it tasks view and hit new. And now I actually have like a task view. And again, it's a XAML file. And I can basically build it out very similar to how I did my main form. So again, they make it very easy, and they make it very similar to Visual Studio.
Right. You know, the amazing thing is playing with Xamarin really kind of makes you appreciate good app design, because it sounds like it's so easy to make an app. You just throw a bunch of things on the page. But there's a fine line between providing too much functionality, too much information, and not enough. Doing it this way, it's a really, really good way to remember I may be processing a bunch of stuff in this program, not all of it needs to be available to the user, which again re-strengthens the idea of splitting up view model, and model.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so the key thing here is, the key takeaway is, when you're building your portable class library, that's the biggest thing. That's the thing that you should pay a good majority of your time on. As a coder, a good majority of your time on, because that's the thing that's going to allow you to become portable across all the different, especially in a Xamarin kind of environment, if you decide to use that, allows you to kind of go across all of the different platforms. And that's the key, is you wrote it once, and now it gives you the ability to not waste your time and having to learn, you know, Objective-C and Cocoa, and then over to Android, learning that, and Java. You only have to learn one language, C#, and you only have to really understand UI layout like XAML, which is very similar to how the Xamarin does it. So once you learn those two concepts, you can kind of basically build an app and deploy it to all these platforms.